You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Ito pong topic natin ngayong hapon ay isa sa mga pinaka-controversial na topic sa modern day church, tithing. At medyo bear with me because this is going to be a challenge just to understand, but by the Holy Spirit helping us, I believe we will come out of this blessed and experiencing spiritual and financial breakthrough as we understand it. Are you excited? Tithing. Ano po ba talaga tong tithing? Let me just briefly define what a tithe is. We all know, for most of you know, that a tithe, yung tinatawag natin ikapo, okay, is a tenth. That's what it says. The first time it was mentioned was in Genesis chapter 14, verse 20. And I want us to understand, when you study the Bible, the first mentioned principle, the first time a word is spoken of in the Bible, that will set its course all throughout Scripture. Hindi pwedeng ignore yung unang beses na binanggit ang tithe. And this is so important because this was spoken of, the tithe was already being discussed or being displayed in the Bible long before the Mosaic Law, long before the Levitical Law or the Covenant, the Ten Commandments, bago pa po yung mga order ng mga priest ni Levi at ni Aaron. So this is very important. A tithe is the tenth or 1/10 in fraction based on Genesis 14:20. It is also the first. Moving further in history, Exodus chapter 23, verse 19, the tithe is the first. Sabi doon, bring the best of the first fruits of your soil to the house of the Lord, your God. Now, maaring Exodus na po ito, pero dun pa lang sa mga anak ni Adam and Eve, we already know that there was a son there who already gave the first and the best of his produce. Sino po yung anak na yon? Nalala niyo ba yung pangalan niya? Si? Yun, si Abel. Okay. So, tithing is giving your first or your best. Also, tithing is something that is holy. The tithe is holy, which means it is set apart. Ang ibig lang po sabihin ng holy is simply put, set apart, inihihiwalay, because it belongs to the Lord. Leviticus chapter 27 verse 30 says, a tithe of everything from the land, whether grain from the soil or fruit from the trees, belongs to the Lord. It is holy to the Lord. Now, knowing what a tithe is, have we ever asked ourselves, is tithing for us? Is tithing something that we should participate in? Is it required by God? Am I sinning if I am not tithing? Am I neglecting something? Or am I shortchanging myself by not tithing? Think about it. Because there was a survey that was made out of 1,900 Christians surveyed. This is in the United States. Okay, a percentage goes, this is a study, it says 66% believed the tithing was biblical in New Testament teaching. So, 66%, mga 2/3, believe that it was biblical. It's for the New Testament church. Now, 22% of the participants did not believe that giving the tithe was required. Now, think about this. 22%. And these people would argue that the argument goes that there is no direct command for the New Testament church to give its tithe. And on that case, I agree. No direct command. No explicit, you should give your tithe. Wala pong ganon sa New Testament. I agree. That's a fact. Okay? But there, and they would contest that the tithing was for the Jews or for those under the law, the Mosaic law, the Ten Commandments. But we are now under grace, they say. And it's true. We are under grace. We are not under law. And that is so true. But I want for you to bear with me, because I'm going to open the scriptures and I hope that you would listen very carefully what is right and what is true about tithing for us today. Pansin nyo, 66 tsaka 22, hindi pa 100%. Nasaan yung 8, yung 12%? Okay, sila yung mga, hindi sila sure, okay? 12%, really not sure. Well, tithing, medyo tight na kami. Magta-tithe pa ba kami? Okay, so, minsan, magbibigay ng tithe, minsan hindi. Medyo-medyo, panapanahon, depende. It depends, sabi nila, no? Okay, so, nasan po ba tayo? Dun ba tayo sa we believe it is biblical for the New Testament church? Dun ba tayo sa we believe it's not required, so hindi natin kailangan mag-participate? Or dun tayo sa unsure? Whether or not you are in any of those categories, I want to submit to you, brothers and sisters, that tithing is something we need to understand. Because apart from understanding the tithe, let me tell you, you are shortchanging yourself. There's blessing that's waiting for you to receive. But yet, let's think about it. The tithe of Abraham is the title of our message today. Diba? Abraham School of Finance. The tithe of Abraham. What is the tithe of Abraham? Why did he give his tithe? Understand the key to understanding the tithe of Abraham is understanding the nature of God and our response to that very nature of God. Let me say that again. Kailangan natin makilala kung sino ba ang Panginoon nung panahon na yon na nandun si Melchizedek tsaka si Abraham at nagbigay siya ng ikapo niya. Kailangan natin maunawaan sino ba ang Panginoon in relation to us. Let me begin. Tithe of Abraham. Okay, Genesis chapter 14. Oops, hinangin. Okay. Verse 17 starts from Abraham returning from the war. Meron pong naggera. Okay, may limang, actually may mga magkakaibigan na king before this. And these kings, there were four kings that rebelled against a certain king named Kedorlaomer. Nagrebelde sila. Ini-imagine ko kung paano sila nag-uusap noon. Pero sabi siguro nila, no? Ah, ikaw, hari, di ka mabuti. Kami, rebelde. Okay, so nagrebelde sila. Tapos yung mga isa, kayo, rebelde, kami, hindi payag, tayo, away. Okay, so away sila. Gera silang ganun, ano? And I don't know how they went to war before. I don't know the kind of weapons. I like war films, don't you? But I would just imagine, wala man baril nun, wala pa namang gunpowder nun, ano? But think about it. Siguro, the closest thing I could picture was the movie 300, di ba? Madugo. Patayan po ito. Minsan kasi pag nagbabasa tayo ng Bible, parang ano lang yan eh, story sa TV. I want to tell you, when the Bible talks about war, it is war. It is a matter of life and death. And after the war, there will be victors. In a war, there will be spoils also. In this case, there were five kings against four. Dun sa mga four kings, there was a king of Sodom and the king of Gomorrah. And we all know from the previous weeks that Abraham had a nephew. May pamangkin siya. Anong pangalan ng pamangkin niya? Si Kulot, okay? So, hindi pa siya nagpapaunat nito. So, si Lot, nandun siya nakatira sa malapit sa Sodom and Gomorrah. So, nung ginera ng limang kings, yung apat na kings, natalo yung apat na kings, ano nangyari? Nabihag ngayon si Lot. Okay? Bihag siya. Eto na si Abraham. Teka, pamangkin ko yan. Ha? Di pwede. Nilipol niya yung 318 trained men. Just the details of this in Genesis chapter 14. He gathered 318 men. O hindi 300, no? 318. Pero can you imagine kung yung apat na hari, ginera nila yung lima, natalo sila, paano pa kaya itong Abraham lang and 318 men? In the words of my generation, imba. Okay? Imbalance to. Dehado to. Agragyado to. Pero alam natin from what we read, that Abraham returned, Genesis 14:17, from defeating Kedorlaomer and the kings allied with him. King of Sodom, ito na. So nung nanalo siya, victor na siya, nakuha niya si Lot. Okay, nakuha niya yung mga goods, nakuha niya yung pamangkin niya. Meron ngayong ano, magko-congratulate sa kanya, yung isang talunan, si King of Sodom. Okay, yung King of Sodom pumunta doon. Came out to meet him in the Valley of Shaveh. Actually, gusto niya lang makuha yung goods or mag-share sila, magpaparte-parte sila kasi kinalaban ni Abraham yung mga kalaban niya. Pero ano nangyari? Nagkaroon ng kakaibang happening. Genesis 14 verse 18, bigla na lang may isa namang bagong character. Si Cheese. Melchizedek, King of Salem. Oh, hindi na uso yung Salem cigarettes kaya, ano? Melchizedek, King of Salem, brought out bread and wine. Ha? Nagpa-party. Sabi niya, Abraham, congrats. Kain muna tayo. Fellowship muna. Who is this Melchizedek? He was not mentioned before this, but he was mentioned after this. The Bible says here that he was priest of God Most High. What is a priest? A priest is somebody who represents people to God, or on the other way, sometimes represents God to the people. He teaches the word. He teaches what is right. There's a standard for being a priest. You have to be holy. You have to be righteous. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 7, and I don't have to turn there, I want for you to write this down, read the whole chapter of Hebrews chapter 7 so that you have a full picture of what this is. But very briefly, in Hebrews chapter 7, it says, Melchizedek is a name that means, my king is my righteousness. Melchizedek is a name that means, my king, the king of peace. And in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 6, can you please flash verse 6 right there? It talks about this man who had no genealogy, can you move back to verse 5? This man who had no parents, because you have to understand, we people in the Old Testament were identified by their genealogy. Kapag hindi ka kilala, ba? Mga ako, pag nasa La Union ako, hindi ako pinapakilala na Sky or Erwin Ramos. Ang pangalan ko po doon, Weng, anak ni Edwin. That's my name. In reference to my dad. Kasi yung dad ko yung kilala, ako hindi. Pero pag nakita nila, Weng, anak ni Edwin yan. Yun. Diba, minsan ganun tayo sa mga bahay natin, sa mga probinsya natin. And this person had no reference. No genealogy, which means there was nothing to make him, you know, big. But there's something we need to understand that in Hebrews, that these people in the Jewish culture, kasi yung Hebrews sulat sa mga Hebreo yan, in the New Testament. And they recognize that Abraham is the greatest. Anak kami ni Abraham. We are children of the promise. Ours is the covenant. Ours is the parting of the Red Sea. Alam nila na kami, mga Hudyo kami, because of Abraham. See, there was no man to the Jews greater than the man Abraham. In fact, yung time na ni Jesus, pinagmamalaki nila si Abraham. Kami, descendant kami ni Abraham. But why is it that in the story we read in Genesis 14, si Melchizedek, sumulpot lang, bigla na lang si, ayun ko, nawala bigla si ano eh, si King of Sodom. Naitsapwera. Excuse me. Bigla na lang, iniisip ko si King of Sodom, nasa na siya, nakita niya siguro si Melchizedek. Nung nag-offer ng tent si Abraham, sino to? Importanteng tao to? Sino to? Bigla na lang nagbibless. Sino? Ang lakas nito, ang lakas ng dating. Okay? Kasi kinilala ni Abraham. And for the Jews to hear a Melchizedek, this was gonna blow their minds away. Because there was somebody greater than Abraham. In fact, if you are a person with title, you know, in your field, if you're somebody who's recognized in your field, and somebody who is well known, well written, probably published, comes beside you, sino yung mabibless? Ikaw o yung tao na yun? Siyempre, yung mas lower standard, lower statute, di ba? Yung mas nakakababa. Isipin mo yung, parang naalala ko yung sa Amaya, di ba? Meron yung tinatawag na punong babaylan. Yan yung mga kataas-taasan. Eh. Tapos meron yung ginugroom pa na maging punong babaylan. Yung punong alabay. Tapos meron yung ahas. Na nakaganon, ano? Alam tawag nyo sa ahas? Punong salabay. Kasi nakadantay eh. Alagi. Tapos meron yung mga alipores, yung mga nakahubad, nung ganun, masel-masel, ano? Ginagunon yung mga dibdib nila. Alam nyo tawag doon? Punong alalay. Okay, mga alalay lang yung mga yun. Hindi importante yung mga yun. Pero ganun yung picture. Naging punong alalay si King of Sodom. Okay, tapos si Abraham, na great person, ito yung starring to, siya yung may covenant. He was the man with the promises from God. But yet, there was somebody who was greater in his presence. And the greater person blessed the lesser person. In fact, in Genesis chapter 14, here we go, verse 18, it says there, Melchizedek king of Salem brought out refreshment to fellowship with Abraham. He was priest of God Most High. And then move on, verse 19, it says, he blessed Abraham. Sino nang bless? Si Jesus. Nang bless kay Abraham. You know, that's how it is with God. If we are to understand tithing, it is not us blessing God. Yes, it is an honor to the Lord for us to recognize, you know, His provision. But what can we give before the Lord that He does not own? Ano naman ang maiaalay natin sa Panginoon para maging kalugod-lugod tayo? Kung lahat naman ang bagay, pag mamayari niya, I'm getting ahead of myself. In verse, we need to understand three things about God, about this, it says there, the priest of God Most High. Let me, the first thing we need to understand, priest of God Most High. He was a priest intercessor. Melchizedek was this person. Twice mentioned, he was priest of God Most High. What does Melchizedek have to do with us today? In Hebrews chapter 7, moving on from verse 6, it says there was another priest coming in the order of Melchizedek. Psalm 110, verse 4 says, you are a priest. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Also mentioned in Hebrews chapter 7, referring to Jesus Christ, who is of the same caliber of that order. Alam niyo mga priest, may order po yan. Yun ang organization. That's the chain of command. And if you were to be a priest in the order of Melchizedek, this was Jesus Christ's ministry. Talking in the New Testament. Para sa mga nagde-debate, hindi, New Testament church ako, hindi na ako nalang mag-tide. Think about this. This is a New Testament scripture, Old Testament scripture, mentioned in the New Testament, speaking of Jesus Christ as the priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Why do you and I need a priest? Ba't kailangan natin ng pare? Eh, marami naman tayong pare, di ba? Pero kailangan natin ng pare. Bakit? Dahil hindi po tayo qualified tumindig sa harap ng banal na Diyos. Wala po ni isa sa atin qualified to stand before the Lord and to make intercession. Let me just qualify that. The word intercession is different from intercessory praying. Totally different. You see, Jesus is the intercessor. Siya yung namamagitan. Representative natin at saka ni God. Natin kay God, tsaka ni God sa atin. Naintindihan niyo po ba yun? He is the priest. He is intercessor, namamagitan, mediator. Parang abogado. Kaya tayo nakaka-worship dito, sabi nga ni Pastor Jeff, because of Jesus Christ. He is the intercessor. Kaya there was a time that Jesus was praying for us while he was on the earth. But when before he went to heaven, he was telling the disciples, you pray to my Father. Hindi niya sinabi, ako magpe-pray para sa'yo. Hindi, I'm going to intercede for you. You pray to the Father in my name. Kumbaga, sagot kita, sabihin mo sa Ama, ikaw ang humiling sa Ama ko, at makikita mo, if you ask according to my will, you will have the answers to my prayers. Why do we need a priest? To guarantee our prayers. To guarantee that somebody is listening when we cry out, God, ganito, merong nakikinig. Hindi tayo nagdadasal sa isang imahe na hindi nakakarinig, na isang bingi o bulag sa mga pangangailangan natin. We need a priest who is qualified to go into the heavens. In fact, in the Old Testament, the high priest, only the high priest can stand in the Holy of Holies. Yung mga na-aksidente, actually yung mga high priest, pati yung mga high priest, may tali yan dito. Okay, pag pumasok sila sa Holy of Holies, sa templo, or dun sa tent of meeting, pag may kasalanan yan, oras na pumasok yan dun, dead yan. Kunwari, nag-o-offer siya, no? Tapos, may naisip siya na masamang tao, napamura bigla, patay ka agad yun. Yari yun. Kaya may tali yung mga, no kidding, may tali po yung mga high priest. Kasi pag hindi na nila naririnig yung mga bell sa damit, hinihila na lang nila yon palabas. Ibig sabihin, patay na po yun. And this is serious. We need a representative to God. Because if you are like me, there's sin in my life. Apart from Christ, we cannot have any assurance of anything in eternity. Except for that priest. Jesus is our priest, is our high priest. But have you recognized him as your high priest? Are you praying in the name of Jesus? Or are you praying in the name of some saint or Mary or some holy person? Are you praying in the name of Jesus? There is no mediator between God and man except the man Christ Jesus. If you only know how many times you would break the heart of God if you pray in the name of someone else. My goodness, we are a people who are bound by idolatry. And we wonder why we're still in poverty. There's another reason why. Because we have a background of Christianity na ang tingin natin sa mga ibang pare, kaya hindi tayo nagtatayo kasi gagastusin lang yung mga pare, mga pastor, mga pare, kung saan nila dadalhin yan eh. Kaya ang tendency natin pag nagigive tayo, bariya-bariya lang. Kasi wala tayong tiwala. And that comes from, listen to this, that's a reality. Priests, human priests are imperfect. Amen po ba? Pastors are imperfect. Churches are imperfect. The fact that I'm part of the church makes it already imperfect. Okay? Umapak akong ganun, wala na, hindi na perfect. Oh. But let me tell you this, there is a high priest. Jesus Christ is not like all of us, any of us. He is sinless. He has integrity. That every time you give unto the Lord, please. Do not give unto the man of God. No. Do not give unto the ministry. If you're a person, you say, I give my tenth. But you're a person, you don't really believe in Jesus Christ, don't have a covenant with the Lord, and you give a tenth. You know what you call that? That's charity. You're giving out of your abundance and out of your... And that's fine. That pleases God. But when we talk about tithing, you cannot really tithe unless you know the high priest or have a relationship with him. Yung mga Kastila kasi, dala nila yung kultura na yun, ilang daan taon tayo, naging alipin. Ginamit pa nila yung reliyon. Mga abusado. Pinapatawad na po namin ng mga Kastila, kung just in case may Spanish po dito. Pero, yun po kasi, hindi po natin napapansin, parte pa rin ang kultura natin. Kailan ba tayo, kailan ba natin iiwanan ng pagiging biktima natin ng ating nakaraan? Pwede naman tayo magbagong buhay ngayon, hindi po ba? Wala na tayong mga Kastilang mananakop. Okay, in fact, nung dumating yung mga Amerikano, iba namang Kristyanismo yung natutunan natin, pero okay pa rin. Naintindihan nyo po? Iwanan na po natin yon. When my dad used to be in the National Intelligence, okay, please don't tell, okay. Hindi ko na sabihin pangalan niya. Yun na, masabi ko na. Okay, so, code name lang yun. My dad would investigate, you know, military, paramilitary, okay, pseudo-military, mga nagpapanggap na military. My dad would investigate also public officials, you know, small officials, government, non-government, all sorts of people, even rebels. Ganun kasi yung, wala silang side. They are on their own side, okay? And one of the things he came across was, you know, in part of his investigation, was really the sad note was na encounter niya yung mga ibang churches, not Victory. And he was, the moment, the day that I got saved, became part of a church, the first thing he asked me, yung mga nasa simbahan mo na ba yan? Hinihingi ba nila ikaw po sa inyo? Sabi ko, hindi po nila hinihingi, pero tinuturo nila. Pare-pareho lang yan. You know what? He was stumbled because he had proof that there was monkey business, misappropriation of funds. And I want to submit to you this local church in behalf of the leaders and the pastors of this ministry, we are not after your money. We aren't. And we are registered as an organization in the SEC. Our documents are public. We have an external auditor. If you want to know if there's any misappropriation, we are subject to the law in the strictest standards. But I know that this ministry was not after our money. Why? Because they started in campus ministry. Naalala ko pa yung mga kwento nung nasa university belt. Wala, maliit lang yung Victory noon. Iba pa nga pangalan natin noon eh. Iba pa nga natin. Maranata pa na tayo noon. Ano? Nasa university belt sila, yung mga sila, Pastor Steve, payat pa sila noon, may buhok pa sila. Okay, tapos ano? Nasa university belt sila, ano? Tapos sabi ng mga ibang pastor, huwag kayo dyan sa university belt, hindi kayo mabubuhay. Kasi walang pera ang mga estudyante, wala. Oo nga, wala nga pera ang mga estudyante, pero sabi ni Lord, dito kami. Nagtagalog si Pastor Steve, ano? The Lord said, reach the youth. Reach the youth, reach the young people. So they gave their life to the work of God. And I can tell you, testimony upon testimony, yung mga offering bag, bariya, pabigatan to. Okay, bigatin talaga. It was from there that we began as a church. I know that this church is not for our money because when I was a student, I had no money. But I saw the Lord through this ministry pursue people like me. People who had no future. We may have been good academically sa UP, but we had no spiritual future. Gulo-gulo buhay namin. Di ko alam sa kami pupulutin kung hindi kami ni-reach out, kung wala nag-share ng gospel. And I want to tell you, this is the church that we have until today. We give our best to kids ministry. We give our best to the youth. Why? Because that is what God has called us to do. Reach the youth. Christ is our high priest. He is perfect. You can trust Him. Give unto the Lord. The second thing that we can see in Genesis chapter 14, verse 19, He says, and He blessed Abram, saying, blessed be Abram by God Most High. Blessed by who? by God Most High. He says, Creator of heaven and earth. Before we even talk about tithing, you want to ask yourself, is God somebody that you recognize as your maker? Is He your creator? If He's creator, then He has every right to your life and everything that you have. Otherwise, He is not. Wala pong middle ground sa kingdom, mga kapatid. Either you recognize that He made you or you make yourself. You know, we are people who are very good in managing our own selves. We are a good people, very resilient people. The Filipino, very resilient. Maparaan, magaling. Okay? And that's good. But the truth is, we owe everything that we are to the Lord. Okay? Tawag nga sa atin, ha? The method of, magaling tayong dumiskarte. In English, discartation. Okay? Kasi magaling tayo dumiskarte. But, let me tell you this. We cannot come before the Lord and say, Lord, kasi ang galing ko eh. Kasi ganito ginawa ko, kaya mayaman ako. Kaya masipi ko, sino nagbibigay sa'yo ng lakas? Sino nagbibigay sa'yo ng utak mo? Yung paaralan mo? Sino nagsasabing mabubuhay ka kinabukasan pagkatapos mo matulog? Sino nagbibigay sa'yo ng hininga mo? And whether you believe it or not, God is the maker of all of us. But if you are in Christ, listen to this, you are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. A person who is in Christ can tithe. Why? Because he recognizes that my life is not my own. I have been bought with a price, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. How much is the blood of a holy Lord? How much? You ask yourself that and you tell me if we can ever outgive God in this life. With your current salary multiplied by a billionfold, you cannot outgive God. God is not after your money. He doesn't need your money. Psalm 24 verse 1 and 2 says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Any foundation of a teaching about giving and tithing has to fall upon this, that He it is the Lord who owns everything in heaven and on earth. Yan po ang pundasyon. If you recognize that God owns everything, what do you own? What do we own? Wala. Wala po tayong pagmamayari. Yung mga nasa atin, we have to steward it. We will be accountable to God for what we have today. And I want to submit to you, brothers and sisters, if God is your owner, the owner of your life, you don't need to be afraid of lack anymore. Tama na yung poverty mentality. Anak ka ba ni Lord o hindi? Kung tayo nga may aso, hindi natin nakakalimutan pakainin. Sino sa inyo may aso? Okay, sana pinapakain niyo yung aso niyo. Kung kayo may isda sa aquarium, nililinisan niyo pa yung aquarium, pinapakain niyo yung isda niyo. Kung may pagong kayo, nakikipagkarera kayo sa pagong. Hindi, hindi, okay. Are you getting the point? Kung ang Diyos, anak ka ni Lord, pababayaan ka ba ni Lord? You know why people cannot tithe? Because they're afraid that what they have will not be enough. We have to be free from the fear of lack. We have to break through from the power of greed and hoarding spirit that is prevailing in our economy today. You know, Filipino people, you are going to be blessed by God because God has come to our nation in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, hallelujah. That is the spirit of the Lord. We need to understand that our Creator has a nature called a giving nature. Acts chapter 20, verse 35, Jesus Himself, the words of Jesus says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Okay, naisip ko lagi yan. Pag si Manny Pacquiao, huh? It's more blessed to give, Manny! Give than to receive. Okay, pag nagbabasketball ka, give. Ay, no. Erase that, okay. But I hope you get the point. God is a giving God. And just to seal that, Romans chapter 8, verse 32, it says there, for God, He who did not spare His own Son, He who did not spare the one and only begotten Son that He has, Romans chapter 8, verse 32, but He gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Kung hindi niya pinagkailasa yung pinakamahal niya, meron pa ba siyang ipagkakailasa sa'yo? Mayroon pa ba siyang ipagdadamot sa iyo? How many times do we doubt God when it comes to the needs and provision that we have? The Apostle Paul exhorted, and my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches, not according to our riches, according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. The question is, are you in Christ Jesus? Are you walking in the covenant of the Lord? This, we need to recognize, priest of God Most High, we need to recognize He is our owner, our possessor. Finally, we need to recognize He is our deliverer. Genesis chapter 14, verse 20. And blessed be God Most High, who delivered your enemies into your own hands. Into your hands. Then Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. Brothers and sisters, if you have not experienced a deliverance from the Lord, if you have not experienced God rescuing you from your sins, having the power of a changed life, if you have not experienced deliverance from the troubles of having a sinful life, listen to me. Let's not talk about tithing. Let's not talk about tithing. Because this is what I want to leave you with. Tithing is an evidence of a life in Christ. That's what it is. So I'm not here to tell you to give your tithe. I'm here to ask you, are you living in Christ? Are you living for the Lord? Have you experienced His deliverance in your life? Psalm 70 verse 5. Yet I am poor and needy, Lord. Diba? How precious did that grace appear. I am poor and needy, Lord. Come quickly. You are my help, my deliverer. That saved a wretch like me. I was once lost. Now I'm found. Are you found in Christ? Has the Lord delivered you? Have you come to recognize that you are in sin? That you are poor and needy apart from Christ? I want to end with this scripture, Romans chapter 4, verse 25. It says, He was delivered over to death for our sins, and was raised to life for our justification. That's what it is, brothers and sisters. It's not about the money. Okay? Narinig niyo ba yung kanta kanina? It's not about the...
It's not about the money, money, money. Oh. Speak about tithing, tithing, tithing.
Come on, say.
Ba-bang, ba-bang, follow what the word says. Then we give our tithes to God, yeah. We need to give it back.
Brothers and sisters, it's never about the money. Tithing is about your relationship with God. You believe that? Tithing is an evidence of a life in Christ. You know, there was a man, 16 years old, di niya na kayang ano. So, di na siya kayang suporta ng daddy niya. Mali siya sa bahay niya kasi kailangan niya magtrabaho. Pero to, Kristiyano to. Sabi niya, Lord, bigyan mo ako ng income para makapag-tide din ako. He was so poor, his man named William. When he found work, started his soap work, may produkto siya, he had income, nag-tide siya. And then, na-bless siya. Sometime later, namatay yung business partner niya, binigay sa pangalan niya yung buong kumpanya, lumago yung tithe niya. He could live more than, you know, he could live giving two tithes, three tithes, four tithes. He had so much income in his life, he could live on a small portion of his income only. A testimony of giving the tithe. You know who that William was? That William is not William Churchill. Okay. William Colgate. And there were other men who had financial problems, men who had great debts, men who had, you know, going to a mission and they failed the mission. People like Kraft of the Kraft cheddar cheese. People like William Proctor of Procter & Gamble, Ivory Soap. People like Crowell of the famous Quaker Oats. People like Welch. Napaborito ko pag may sakit ako. I want to tell you testimony after testimony. I ask the Lord, Lord, pag nag-tide ako, bibless mo ako. Sabi mo, Lord, you will throw open the floodgates of heaven. I will not have room enough to contain the blessing. Talaga, talaga, Lord. Sabi ko, Lord, magta-tide ako. Nag-tide ako, blessed, umapaw. Pero Lord, te-test kita. Hindi ako magta-tide. You know what happened? Nagka-utang ako. Sabi ko, Lord, magta-tide na lang ako. God is faithful. Is he your priest? Is he the owner of your life? Has he delivered you? Father, in this room, we have so many troubles in life, but yet you are our hope. And Lord, as we have talked about tithing, we ask ourselves, search our hearts, Lord. Are we really alive in you, God? I want to pray for a few people. If you're here, there's trouble. The Bible says, cry out. He will deliver you from all your troubles. May not be instant. One trouble at a time, perhaps. Or maybe some miracles. You need a miracle. Maybe you need work, finances. There's trouble. Maybe you're in debt. You need a reversal. Would you put your faith in God and trust Him? Be your deliverer. If that's you, no shame here. This is family. No need to bow your heads. But if that's you, I want to pray for you. Would you boldly lift up your hand? I'm going to pray for you right now, as a family, right here. Even myself, there's trouble in my family. If that's you, can you just lift up your hand? Maybe stand up so that I can see you. Just stand up from where you are. Let's pray together. Kung sino yung mga may trouble and you need miracle from God financially, you know, you need trouble, there's trouble and you need ask God, Lord, deliver me from my troubles. Anyone else? Yes, all across this room. Let the grace of God, the giving God, the faithful God, come upon you. As you stand up, begin to thank the Lord and say, God, I believe your word. I believe who you are. And begin to receive a miracle from the Lord. Panalangin mo sa Panginoon. You ask the Lord. Pray in the name of Jesus right now. Sabihin mo kung ano yung trouble mo. Sabihin mo kung ano yung papabigay sa buhay mo. Anyone else? Yes. Thank you, Lord. You have to pray. I cannot pray for you. I don't know your situation, but God does. But you have to pray. It's an act of faith to talk to an invisible God. Right in this room, Lord. Naririnig mo ang mga daing ng bawat isa. Right in this room, Lord. I pray for a miracle of reversal. A miracle of redemption and deliverance, Lord. Where there has been embarrassment, Lord, cover them, God. Lord, where there has been, Lord God, a stealing away, a loss, oh God, even in the finances, Lord, provide an abundance, Lord. May they be so blessed that even if the enemy steals, they will not feel it, Lord. Lord, I pray for new jobs. I pray for promotion. I pray for increase and abundance. Lord, you said the blessing of the Lord brings wealth and He adds no trouble to it. Lord, I pray, bless them with the wealth that comes from you that has no extra trouble. Lord, thank you, God, for even among them, Lord God, you will flourish the life that you have in them. Bless them, O God.